Many small businesses in rural Nevada are changing how they operate as a result of the coronavirus pandemic. KUNR's Jaden Perez checked in with several small businesses in Gardnerville who are grappling with these challenges.
Small businesses are an important part of Gardnerville's economy, and each one is unique. Some are even as small as one person. Alicia Tanner is the owner of This and That Marketplace, which is a retail location that hosts many small businesses selling a variety of home goods, along with refurbished furniture and other items. Her storefront now faces problems without foot traffic.
Our sales are way low. We're missing the opportunity to gain new customers. It's hurt us a lot. It's a lot. And, you know, my business is based on not just me. It's based on 80 other businesses inside. So having to close our doors has affected not only my business, but the business of 80 other people. So that's been really hard.
In order to keep operating, Tanner has now had to move online, which has its own difficulties.
It was adding more products to our online store, which has been very time-consuming. You know, as you can imagine, we have a huge store with 80-plus merchants, and to have all of that stuff on there is very time-consuming. So it's been a very slow process to get that up and running, and it's not done by any means.
Meredith Fisher has also moved online. She's the owner of Eddy Street Vintage Market, which is a pop-up shop with themes that change every month.
The longer this goes, the more vacancies we're going to see in our downtowns because they're not going to be able to survive this. You know, I think a lot of businesses live paycheck to paycheck, and yeah, 30 days is one thing, but 60 days or 90 days starts to get really tricky for the businesses to sustain that.
The Main Street Gardnerville District is comprised of 80 businesses that operate as sponsors, and Fisher says they all rely on each other's success to thrive.
As a district, from a Main Street perspective, it's so much better if we have a concentration of businesses, so we don't want to see anybody go out. You know, we're hoping that everybody will be able to kind of weather the storm and then come out on the other side of this stronger.
Along with looking out for neighboring businesses, owners have their own employees to think about.
I really feel awful for all of our staff. Like, I wish you could keep them getting paid and them working as much as they need to without cutting anything back.
That's Lindsay Torres. She and her husband, Matthew, own Carson Valley Dental Arts in Gardnerville and opened their doors less than 8 months ago. Currently, they're still open because some of their procedures are considered essential.
All the business owners know that the future is going to be a little bit different, and we're not afraid to modify what we do in order to operate. We just want to operate and be able to do the things that we want to do.
For now, these small businesses are doing their best to overcome the obstacles in front of them. For KUNR News, I'm Jaden Perez.